What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You now entering the Daily Wave, hosted by Mr. Christopher Green himself. On me, I'm just a fellow truth speaker. I go by the name of Doctrine. Welcome to the Daily Wave, starring Christopher Green, alternative media king, preaching truth on the screen. Sometimes he gives it to you calm, sometimes he's causing a scene. But one thing you're not getting this.
Talking about the Middle Eastern boiling over breakdown, Mohamed Morsi. Pretty much being ousted from the presidential palace at this very moment. The people just in complete uproar, saying, get out, Muslim Brotherhood. We don't want you. Of course, this is the same part of the world that was overthrown. Mubarak, as people like to call him, was overthrown courtesy of the United States. And it's just interesting to see this confluence of events as we approach the end of the year. And what a lot of people, we've been talking about these theories, think could be the end of the world. Vinny, good to see you, my friend. I see you you're on the line with us.
Oh, yeah.
So what are your thoughts, Vinny? Could this potentially be the end of the world? And what do you think is the most credible theory that you've heard so far?
Well, you know, Chris, I've been alive 27 years, and the world's supposed to have ended like five times or something like that. I remember when I was a teenager at home on Waiheke Island, and mum was saying that there's some prediction about the end of the world, and we're going to have a nice lamb dinner, and if it is the end, blah, 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 it'll be fine. You know, I mean, none of us really believed it would be the end, and sure enough, it wasn't. So, if you want to think about 2012, all right, so we're living in 2012. My New Year's resolution was 2012, time to stop fracking around. And sure enough, this year, I've been fracking around less and less and less and doing more and more and more to produce a better world. So, in essence, my original world, which was the sitting around going to work and associating with other tenants of scumbaggery and what have you, working in the corporate structure, that world is over for me. And in a way, your world, depending on what you learn on a daily basis, always is coming to an end in some way, shape, or form. You know, nothing lasts forever. So let's talk about some of the theories now. There's three working theories, really. One being the prophesized return of the destroyer, the volcanoes, the tsunamis, the earthquakes, the pole shifts and disaster, etc. A celestial event. Apparently, we go around this Milky Way once every thousand years, and apparently, once it comes around to a certain point when everything's in alignment, everything goes all haywire. Right. It's not entirely dissimilar from how you look at a clock. And you think, man, as soon as those two hands are lined up at midday, the world's going to end. No, it just keeps going round. That's how the Mayan calendar is structured. It's in a circle. Okay? It doesn't actually have an end. Once you come to the end of a circle, it just keeps going round again.
I mean,
people don't understand this. I mean, it's simple geometry. Yeah, you know?
Well, it's kind of funny how people, you know, I really believe people manifest their own destiny, or they manifest what they're thinking about or become what they think about. I mean, let's face facts, Vinny. I mean, yeah, you know, it is funny. We make fun of it. It is comical how, you know, it's been the end of the world multiple times over the past few years. But, you know, the world will end at some point. At least the planet will. Planet Earth will end, but then something new will be born, and, you know, new planets and Earths and stars will be created. And it's just interesting how people
These are processes that take billions of years. So the fact that people are worried about the end of the world happening for them right now, when it takes billions of years to build or create or destroy or whatever, you know, is laughable. But there's another couple of other theories I wanted to postulate first before we kind of continue into a discussion about this. So we've got the first one, which is the end of the world. Second one is it's all a massive psyop being perpetrated by scumbaggery individuals in the New World Order power structure or whatever. And the objective is to get everybody so afraid at the end of the world that they won't try and stop them implementing all their agendas, which are going to end freedom and a free human race as we know it.
Yeah.
The last one is the part of what the Mayans called the entering of the fifth age. And I'm not 100% sure exactly what that means, but the reference card is we currently live in a world full of lies, a world full of materialism, a world full of scumbaggery. And what the fifth age will do is essentially bring in a new age of people actually giving a frack about each other, people having more open hearts, more open minds, and we will endure a golden age of humanity rather than a dark age. Now, the word apocalypse means the revealing of great truth. And this fifth dimension thing, I'm not 100% sure what they're talking about of the fifth age. I wondered whether or not it had something to do with, how we've got dimensions, you know, one dimension being a straight line because it's just, you know, width or depth or something like that. 2D has got width and height. 3D, width, height, and depth. 4D is the 3D object traveling through time. And 5D transcends all of those. So you're no longer the physical universe, and you're no longer within the universe that's controlled by a time. And some people believe that this will be a physical manifestation, and those who are ready and those who wish to kind of harness that power, the ability to see through time, see the future, see the past, and see the present all congruent together, and increase psychic potential and what have you. Now, I like that idea, but at the end of the day, I think about this like I think about many other things. Until it's right there in front of me, it ain't a fact yet. And if somebody's going to tell me to be afraid or be excited about something that hasn't happened yet, I'm sorry. I can be afraid of the things that are right in front of me that I will do something about, and I will be happy about the things that I'm doing every single day. The end of the world matters not for me because I've had a happy life.
Vinny, can you hear me? Am I coming through?
Yes, you are.
This is what I was thinking of. I wanted to interject, so I'll interject now. Is how do we not, okay, you know, the dawn of a new age, a new era, you know, an elevated human consciousness. I think all this is kind of happening. I mean, I do see a lot of great, good, positive things that can come from these changes that we're all experiencing right now. Just the change in the way people think, the way people are viewing the world, the way that we're, you know, more globally integrated. There's a lot of changes, but on the dark side of things, how will there not be massive death in the very near future? There is too many people on the planet, not enough resources, and way too many bodies. How do we not have war? How do we not have disease? How do we not have a, you know, another major plague eradicate millions of people around the world? I mean, are we just going to scientifically break through those obstacles and overcome that for a better future? It's a possibility, but I just see a reversion to the mean. I can't help but see a reversion to that base. And in order for that to happen, it means a lot of people are going to die as a result. I realize it's a very dark way of looking at it, but is that reality or is that just being the negative Nelly?
Well, I don't know. It depends whether or not you fear death.
Well, I don't know if it necessarily is a question of fearing death or not, or, you know, embracing death, you know.
Oh, no, there is a point to this, because if you're afraid of something, what happens to your brain? It shuts down, and it engages the reptilian brain, the lower cortex here, which provokes your fight or flight mechanism and prohibits thought of an intellectual or reasonable capacity. That's what I believe is one of the... whether or not it's an agenda, it's certainly happening. There's fear out there, and people aren't thinking. You know, like you said, people were like, look at it this way. NASA says it's not the end of the world. When was the last time people were stupid enough to trust what NASA says? And you're telling me how a bunch of teenagers mostly were emailing NASA because they're all freaked out and they want to commit suicide and what have you. See, these are people who obviously aren't doing any thinking.
Well, they're not going to tell us if it's the end of the world anyways. I mean, honestly.
Exactly. It would promote chaos, you know. NASA announces the end of the fracking world. Right. They're going to do that. That's why you emailed them to get an honest response, right?
Trust NASA. So let me ask you this then, Vinny. Let's get into this, because I think it's funny how people are always living for the future. I mean, the great majority always planning, prepping, preparing, saving for the future. You know, someday I'm going to have enough money to really live the life that I want to live. Or, you know, they're always looking towards something, building towards something better. And how many of us are really living in the present? So the question I want to pose is, what if it was absolute certainty that the world was coming to an end? Let's just take that as a fact. We've got until December 21st, and then all planetary life is extinguished. How would that change you living in the present today? And what would you do differently knowing you had only a few weeks left to live?
You know, Chris, I'd actually just keep doing this job because I'm having the best time of my life, and I'd rather die having the best time of my life than die afraid alone, because I'm always talking with other people who are really cool, who are inspiring, who teach me things, and there's a back and forth process there too. You know, what would I be doing? Nothing different. I am, on the other hand, having a December 21st party. And inviting many activists and friends and confidants and things around. And we're all going to get wasted together. And if it is the end of the world, sweet. I wouldn't want to end the world in any other way than have a big shindig. You know what I'm saying? With all the people that you love who are cool, who you've known throughout your lives. I mean, it'd just be like going to heaven, wouldn't it? Suddenly all your old friends are there and you feel all ethereal and happy and stuff like that from the acid and ecstasy. You know, that's a great way to do it. However, the other perspective is, have you ever heard of the White Hat Society? You know, this or Drake or whatever, and these people came out saying they're going to arrest all the banksters, and they've got people working in the DOD and CIA and NSA and all the alphabet agencies and what have you, and they're going to concoct this massive mass arrest thing, and suddenly all the bankers are going to be gone, and suddenly we'll all have our freedoms reinstated, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And a whole bunch of people were going, oh, man, that's cool. I now don't have to do anything because somebody else is going to solve all my fracking problems for me.
That sounds
no fracking way. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. And the way I see it, she ain't even clearing her throat yet.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, I'm just thinking about, I'm listening to what you're saying. Think about what we're facing, though. I mean, honestly, Vinny, if I'm the power structure that runs the world, I'm just going to shut you off, man. Seriously, I'm going to shut you off. Shut me off. I'll kill you if I have to. I'm speaking metaphorically there, obviously. But from the perspective of the power structure itself, if the people are going to threaten their sovereignty and power and control over the world, these people are a million gazillion times more powerful than you and me. So why don't they just get rid of us?
You know, a lot of people have been saying that. And, you know, I've got no answer. People say, oh, why hasn't David Icke been gotten rid of? Why hasn't this person been gotten rid of? They're talking about truth and conspiracy and blah, 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 blah. Yet they don't get killed. And you know, I have no idea. When I have a look at the people who get assassinated, they're usually right in the middle of it. Right in the middle of it all, you know, whistleblowers, presidents, analysts that have been in the operations who are going to come out and expose great truth and what have you, because they're actually friends and colleagues of the people that wind up killing. In this field, Chris, how many of our listeners and our friends and colleagues do you think are likely to don a black uniform and come into our house and exterminate us? None of them.
I
wonder we haven't been killed yet.
A very fragile thing. I mean, look, even if you're just, you know, you're not in the spotlight and you're not in the wrong place at the right time or vice versa, I mean, you could just be killed in a car accident. You know, you just go out and you all of a sudden you're driving, you're dead. I mean, that's how life is. Well, you know, people forget how fragile things really are. So maybe in a way it's healthy to have a perspective on the end of the world. And, you know, people are going to throw parties and I guess kind of enjoy themselves and get together with family and friends. You know, I see that as good things. I just can't help but see. I can't help but see. Maybe I'm a little bit of a masochist. I can't help but see massive death and a lot of problems and the implementation of the police state and all these things in the very near future. I mean, at some point in our lifetime, Vinny, if we make it through the end of the year here, 2012, there will be a point in human history while we're alive where a major city somewhere in the world is extinguished, gets nuked. We wake up, Paris is gone, DC is gone, New York City is gone. It's going to change the world. At that point, the people will be begging for controls, begging for government assistance, begging for the police state, begging for martial law. I just see this being served up on a silver platter, and it's so easy and also so predictable.
Yeah, well, again, there's nothing celestial or cosmic going on there. That's just the stated and admitted agendas of the scumbaggery element within society that we call the New World Order. So... that was why my perspective on the 2012 thing was mostly leaning towards the fact that it's a psyop and everybody's afraid of the end of the world. And while they're afraid of the end of the world, they're not thinking about the people who are planning the end of your life and society and to exterminate you and all of that kind of stuff. And speaking of extermination and genocide, with these two people recently, like Chris, you remember last time I was on and I broke down the Israel-Palestine conflict and everything for you in quite a succinct fashion. And... Yeah, look, Jew haters, as I like to call them, don't listen to my show, okay? And then they come on my Facebook or on YouTube or something like that and accuse me of being a Jew lover and this sort of thing. And it's absolutely, on the one hand, it's really hilarious, but on the other hand, it's really, really irritating because I've if you just search Israel on my YouTube channel or Vinny Eastwood Israel on Google or anything like that, you will come up with umpteen different archives and huge quantities of protests against it and da 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 da. Even a minimal amount of thought process and clicking on a fracking mouse would kind of bring you into the fold at least a little bit with the reality of the situation, you know, and who I really am and what I really think and what I really do. However, these people don't do that. You're listening to Greenwave Radio Live with your host, Christopher Green. I'm Vinny Eastwood, and we'll be right back after the break. You can check us out at greenwave.com/live-chatroom/, and join on the other listeners there. Back in a minute with Christopher Green and Vinny Eastwood.